Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 10, verses 43 to 45. Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first among you must be the slave of everyone else. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." I find this one of the most embarrassing passages in the whole Bible. James and John were in what is often referred to as the inner circle of disciples. They'd even been with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. However, it was them who came to make this foolish request. They'd worked out that Jesus had huge authority, so they asked him to provide them with the very best seats when he launched his kingdom. They thought they would get in there first and bag the seats on his right and his left. Jesus gently responded that they didn't know what they were asking, and then slowly and carefully explained that the kingdom of God was not about power, influence, and the best seats, but about powerlessness, service, and taking the worst seats. Indeed, Jesus himself came as the ultimate servant and had no authority to hand out special seats in heaven. We can all easily understand where the disciples were coming from. Everyone likes to be served, but Jesus wants to turn our thinking upside down and show us that service is the way to perfect freedom. This will involve us in a continual process of challenging our natural self-centeredness. Mother Teresa expressed this well when she wrote, "Love is a one-way street. It always moves away from self in the direction of the other. Love is the ultimate gift of ourselves to others. When we stop giving, we stop loving. When we stop loving, we stop growing. And unless we grow, we'll never attain personal fulfillment. We'll never open out to receive the life of God. It's through love," she says, "that we encounter God." Our society will always tell us that what we really want is to be served and to be given the best seats. But Jesus loves us so much that he offers us a better way, a life of service. So let me ask you a question. Why is being a servant so important and so blessed? And now let's pray together. Lord Jesus Christ, you have shown us what it means to be a servant. Help us to be willing to pour out our lives for you in loving service. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.